time for community comment. Opinions are those of the commentator and not necessarily those of KINS Radio.
What's the shopping show all about?
If you haven't listened to the show before, it's kind of tough to describe.
I guess the easiest first step is to simply go to the Shopping Show website.
TheShoppingShow.net.
And join us this Saturday for the next Shopping Show.
On KINS 106.3 FM.
KURY FM 95.3 and 101.3 in the Illinois Valley.
And KEKA 101.5 and 100.9 in Eureka.
This is Phil Arnott for Community Comment on KINS Radio. I thought we would have a little fun today to get us away from the world's turmoil and the bureaucracy of our government. There was a wonderful article in the Wall Street Journal in early August about Istanbul, Turkey. A little history is called for at this point before I get into the article. History teaches us that Istanbul was formerly Constantinople, and you may recall that shortly after the name change, and for years later, the slogan was, "It's Istanbul, not Constantinople." I think there was even a song written about it. In 1995, my wife and I traveled with a group to Turkey, and we spent 21 days traveling around that country. It was one of the greatest trips that I have ever taken. We had a guide by the name of Michael, who taught English in one of the high schools in Istanbul. Not only did he know his country well, but he had a wonderful sense of humor. Back to Istanbul, where the city was once ruled by sultans and emperors, the real king now is the alley cat. In historic neighborhoods and in that city, an army of furry-tailed street cats are fed, sheltered, and cooed at by adoring public. Hundreds of fleece-lined houses have been erected at street corners by cat-mad residents. Most of them are flanked by a makeshift feeding stations fashioned from yogurt pots or plastic bottles and overflowing with tasty scraps. In some neighborhoods, ground floor windowsills are lined with pillows and blankets, offering the cats a cozy place to recline. The article goes on to say that in restaurants and cafes, cats are often part of the furniture, curling up next to dining tables or patiently waiting for leftovers from the patrons. There are several theme cafes that you could stay at night at the Stray Cat Hostel. According to the author of this article, being a cat in this great city is like being a cow in India. One of the local residents who was interviewed said that her husband often walks nearly 2 miles to work rather than disturb street cats sleeping on his moped. I leave you with a point to ponder. Forget about the current and historic names of this great city. Don't you agree with me and the author of this article that this city, Istanbul, should be called Catstantinople? This is Phil Arnott for Community Comment.
Community Comment, presented on KINS each day. Opinions are those of the commentator and not necessarily those of KINS Radio.